Mira and Harper Audio present A Mother Would Know by Amber Garza. Performed by Vivian Laney. For Eli, the best son a mom could hope for. We all have a monster within. The difference is in degree, not in kind. Douglas Preston. 1. When he comes to the door, I don't answer immediately. Instead, I stare through the peephole, studying him. It's only a matter of time before I'll forget him altogether. He'll stand before me, appearing much like he does now. And I'll look back at him blankly, the same way my mom used to eye me, no recognition at all. His dark hair is bushy, unkempt, as if he hasn't had a decent haircut in a while. His mouth is obscured by a thick beard. He glances around, no idea he's being watched. When he knocks again, I draw back from the peephole and turn the knob. Swinging the door open, I push my lips up into a wobbly smile. Our eyes meet. At first, he doesn't react. His face remains stoic. Or maybe I can't see the smile through his mess of a beard. He takes a step forward. Mom. Hudson. I bury my face in his shoulder. He smells like wood, pine needles, faintly of cloves. It's foreign, a reminder of how many years he's been away from home. Yet somewhere hiding beneath that unfamiliar scent and all that hair is my little boy, the one I'd read bedtime stories to and sat on the ground for hours playing Hot Wheels with, the one who'd cried on my shoulder and tucked his chubby little hand into mine when crossing the street. I hug him too long. His arms loosen and float away from my body, but mine are still looped around him. Reluctantly, I release my hold. Leaning against the doorframe, I peer over his shoulder and down the large sweeping staircase spanning the front porch to the car parked along the curb, an older Honda Civic, the gray paint faded and chipped. "You can go ahead and bring your stuff in," I say. "For sure." Reaching down, he snatches up the duffel bag sitting by his feet. Slinging it over his shoulder, he walks forward. I raise a brow. "Is that all you have?" He nods, and I don't know why I'm surprised. The past few years, he's lived a vagabond existence, crashing at friends' or girlfriends' houses, sometimes renting rooms from strangers. Kendra has often expressed disdain for his lifestyle, saying there's no way she would ever be able to do it. And she's right. She couldn't. She needs security. But I admire Hudson's courage, his ability to take risks. Hudson moved out the day he turned 18, as if he couldn't wait another minute to be away from us. But he'd pulled away from me long before that. As an infant, Hudson was only happy in my arms. In his toddler years, he remained glued to my side. Even in early elementary school, he followed me around, his sticky hands always reaching for mine. But around the time Hudson turned 9, things started to take off for my band, Flight of Hearts. I was gone a lot, and in that time, Hudson grew more attached to his dad. I couldn't blame him. Just hoped that one day he would understand why I missed his 8th grade graduation, his junior prom. Ambition comes at a cost, especially unfairly to working mothers. But since Darren died 5 years ago, Hudson and I have rarely spoken, and he's only been home a handful of times. It's like the mutual connection between us was severed. Or maybe my inability to stay.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?